The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Monday, 30th of September, 2019. And along with our friend down there in Florida, Steve Elkin. Steve, when is your show on Sundays?
Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, off the beaten path.
All righty. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
We got a lot of callers here. Mark in Florida, you're up first.
Hey, thank you, John. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. An aside from what I want to speak about is a California assemblywoman has put a proposition or something in to the legislature there to celebrate Mao, Stalin, and Lenin.
Well, you know, I mean, the communists, they do have their idols. Now, do you find that rather odd? Or do you find the fact that they can brazenly ask for that when that's really the antithesis of our way of life?
I find it peculiar that the people of California have elected such a thing to be in the assembly.
Yeah, I agree.
The point I wanted to make is that, or is the question is, did the northern states declare war on the southern states, or was war declared at all? And I aver that no war was ever declared. And that there is the swamp that Trump does not address. And that's where we are lost, I believe.
Okay, do you want to throw anything in there to clarify that? Because you just made a big stretch. So the war between the states was never a war, never declared a war. I don't know what mechanism that we would have had at the time to declare war on ourselves, but martial law maybe, but aside from that.
Okay, so who established martial law? The District of Columbia. There was never a peace treaty. There was only a surrender of Lee's army in Virginia. But there was never a peace treaty. There was never a war declared. And there was never a recognition of the Confederate States of America.
Ergo, you don't need anything. If there was never a war, it didn't exist. So why would we have to do anything about it? I think that's the point you're making.
Well, there's so many questions. Is if the southern states formed the Confederacy and receded or removed themselves from the Union of States, but the Union of States never did declare war on the southern states. Damn it, John. We're in a quandary. I don't know what they call it, a catch 21 or catch 22 or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's something missing there, but there is no union. There is no Union of States. There is no United States as we are told to see it today.
Well, it's
and
been
that yeah. There is a swamp, I believe.
Well, yeah. aided and abetted by the globalists and the people that want the borders gone, and we just want to conduct business transnationally, and we want to make corporations our new gods. But of course, the real Godhead is going to be the all-seeing eye or the capstone, pretty much the bankers. And there are moves within the United Nations right now. If we have time, I'll get around to that. If not, I'll do it tomorrow. But United Nations is now getting involved, and they want to elevate the banks to the status of some government entity, or at least have the power that some governments can wield. So, yeah.
And, well, if I were president and I wanted to put an end to the swamp, the first thing I would do, or what I would do right now if I was Trump, is call together the states of the Union at that time in 1861 and have them to declare a treaty of peace.
Well, there would be one
establish a union of states.
Mark, there would be one thing that I would do before that. I would collect all the data and the information in the CIA files, whether it be paperwork, whether it be in a Library of Congress. I don't care where it is. But I would retrieve and seize that information from the CIA and the FBI. That would be the first thing that I would do. Because you know damn right well, if this deep state, as you put it, gets squeezed, you know, they're not above lying to God and all his people in front of the cameras and the committees in Washington, D.C. Well, that's what they are. They're liars. So what I would like to see is I would like to see all the records of the CIA, the FBI, and any other pertinent government information seized and controlled. Because I, for one, could spend the next 10 years going through all of that information and getting the real dirty laundry as to who's been zooming whom and who took part of it and what was their motivation for doing so. In that little nut bag, I'm sure you would find hundreds, if not thousands, of compliant traitors to this union. Period.
Oh, absolutely, John. Absolutely. But that would set the stage to educate the people of where we stand right now. What are we? What are we? Well, are we just a piece of corporation?
Yep.
Fodder.
Yep.
Or you're are just, we a union?
No. The politicians always put it succinctly what you are. You're a taxpayer. You're a consumer. You're always referred to as being that. So they're not lying. Most people don't recognize those terms, and they never think of, well, what's my part in what they're saying? Am I just a consumer? Am I just a taxpayer? I am just a number in the government computers, and I am to be fleeced upon their will?
But I am not one of the people of the several states.
Steve?
And that's the dilemma.
I was going to say, you're just a taxable entity. Once you're giving a Social Security number, you are a taxable entity. That's all you are. That's how they look at you.
Well, I found that the Social Security number is not a taxpayer identification number. Therefore, does not constitute a taxpayer.
Well, Mark, I don't know what universe you're living in.
I've been having fun with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what universe you think you're living in, but, you know, anything that we say, it's just a conspiracy theory, and it's based in no fact.
Well, I got a letter back from the IRS last week, because in 2018, they sent me a letter back saying, well, we're going to apply your refund, which you have no tax liability, according to the paperwork I filed. We're going to apply your refund to a debt for 2009. I wrote it back and said, I object to such a thing. That would perjure my testimony on my 2018 filing. I require you process my return as filed under penalty of perjury. I got a letter back saying, you need to do no more. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but they said, you need to do nothing more.
Well, they just told they what they just said in that statement is, we're not here's one that can see, and we're not going to harass you any further.
Yeah, we're not going to pay you back, but we're not going to bother.
And that's the money that was illegally, it's ill-gotten gains. That's money that was withheld That's your money. It doesn't belong to them. So that's going to be your punishment for just being inquisitive. You'll have to forfeit that money.
Right. But the funny thing, John, is they said I had no tax liability, zero tax liability for 2018. It's just weird. And I make $50,000.
Well, and what they will do is they will try to trip you up. And that is very important for people to understand. Be careful of what you're saying to these people, because it can be used against you, not in a court of law. Could you imagine, Mark, if these cases went before real courts with real jurors, and the jurors were able to hear how illegal and unconstitutional the IRS really is?
Well, that's why they don't take people like me there.
Exactly.
Because I can explain things.
That's exactly right. They'll get you in a room, intimidate you with representatives from the IRS, and they'll call it their own court, but it's not a court. Not at all. No way, shape, or form. Okay, Mark, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, John.
Okay. Keithy Rogers. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, hello, John and Steve. I thought that was a little off topic there, but hey, you know, every once in a while there's a glimmer of hope with Donald Trump. You know, with the withholding funds for Ukraine, I keep thinking maybe he is watching his Twitter account. But you have to remember that Israel sent was arming the neo-Nazis up in Ukraine, and through Bolton, those guys, they had the UN veto that resolution condemning the neo-Nazis for their free speech, saying that they had the right to do whatever they wanted over there. And I think this ties in also with what we see in Venezuela and both, and also in Iran. And a lot of this is all tied to this Paul Singer. He's the one that is mad at Argentina because Venezuela was buying up all of Latin America's debt, and they were canceling their IMF loans. And so, therefore, they put this massive sanctions on Venezuela to shut them down so they can't sell their oil. And Paul Singer is also the one who's anti-Trump. And he wants Trump out of there. He wants this, what they call free trade markets opened up, which is exactly a scam. You know, it's like that freedom and democracy. What that means is Paul Singer owns this firm called Liberty Latin America. And it's the acquisition, just like Mitt Romney, he's tied to him, of acquiring all these Latin American phone companies. And this includes their islands and stuff all down there through, to, you know, there too. And he was surrounded in this lawsuit there with Argentina, and the New York banks or the New York judge ruled against him. And so he's out like $2-some-odd billion. And because the United States won't go in there and attack Venezuela, they won't get on the ball and do this stuff with Iran. And now we find this this trivial stuff in Ukraine that the U.S. has been supporting there. We have the same players, like the video you played today is no different than listening to Wolf Blitzer when talking to Rand Paul about, oh, the loss of the jobs in the arms industry when talking about backing off on the attacks of supporting Saudi Arabia in Yemen. It's almost equivalent of Brian Williams talking about the splendor of those beautiful missiles, you know. These guys are all war hawks, and that's all they see. And it's just like, as you mentioned with Fox earlier, Bill O'Reilly, when he said support our troops or shut up, he didn't mean troops. He said policy. Look at the amount of U.S. troops, active duty, and veterans that are in mass committing suicide.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with supporting troops. It's policy.
Yeah. And what policy is that? That's this. That's the one thing that this dingbat from Wisconsin brought up. You know, a busted clock, Keith Rogers, is at least correct once every 24 hours. And this Iman, whatever her name was, that's what she brought up. And you saw how hard they jumped on her. Now, it would have been interesting if just some run-of-the-mill Congress critter or senator or whatever the case might have been had said that. But since, she's one of those Arab fanatic people, well, let's just jump on her and let's start this whole discourse that we heard. A cacophony. It went on for weeks about anti-Semitism and this, that, and the other. These people all know where their bread is buttered. You don't step out of that box. If you do, you're no longer employed. These people, these talking heads, Keith, have major contracts. I mean,
Look at this guy that used to paint houses that's been on Fox News for 20-some years. His last contract was worth $32 million. Keith, are you going to jeopardize that by blowing the whistle that I really was stumping for the neocons? Now here's the truth.
Yeah. One other thing, John, I wanted to let you get some more callers there because they're backed up on you. But the important thing to remember is, like I said, I think Trump is watching his Twitter there because most of the people that are out there, and I mean really denigrating him on everything he's doing, is his Jewish partners. And I think he's waking up to the fact that this is what's going on. On my show last night, I ran a clip there of the so-called Sovietization, the commies sneaking in this country. And, of course, it's all blamed on Russia. But Russia doesn't own our TV stations. They don't own the radio stations. They don't control the media. They don't control the foreign policy. Israel does.
Well, and let's
anyway, I'll let you go.
And my Keith, and Keith, hold on. Don't.
Yeah.
Of course, but they're not going to tell you who really owns them. It's not the old communist. It's the American brand of communist, or at least the people that they're the antithesis of what country, under what principle and what law we tried to build. I have been trying to track down this article. It was a great expose, Keith, of Franklin Delano Roosevelt when told that there's communists all within our government, and he made the statement. He said, a lot of my friends are communist. I don't see any problem with that. And then we saw what was happening under the FDR administration, much of which was struck down by the Supreme Court that I guess you could say was a little bit more conservative back in the day. But here was a Jewish communist from New York shielding and protecting the communists that had already infiltrated our government. And that was back in the 30s, for God's sakes. Where do you think it is at now?
They set up special committees for this, this McCarthyism, like that, you know. And anyway, I want to get out of here, but one other thing I want to do say real fast, and I'll let you go here, or you can let me go. But anyway, the problem with America, the swamp, is so many people have been lied into this so-called system that they don't realize that we the people are represented by the government, and or the government is represented by we the people. So therefore, the swamp is the American people. They've lost their morality and everything like that. And this is why, not knowing the Constitution, they allow the government to go out there and steal from them because they don't know what's right or wrong.
And that education has been removed from what venue? Oh, that's right. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, a public school system. Ta-da.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, my best, you guys. Take care, Steve.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. Thank you, Keith. People, Steve, they're more apt to disbelieve what we were saying because the lie has been around for so long. And, you know, to expose an ancient lie, I guess it's better to expose a recent lie than an ancient one because, well, therein lies the basis for what you believed in, the basis of how you conducted yourself. You know, didn't they tell you when you were young, keep your nose to the grindstone, keep your butt out of trouble, keep your nose clean? Didn't they tell you that?
Yeah, they did.
They told me that. Now it's a whole brand new game. Anything is legal unless you get caught. But don't worry, there'll be a lot of people covering for you.
I think there's also a philosophy, a thought that the ends justify the means.
Absolutely there is.
Yeah.
You know,
so they don't mind doing that because they say it's for the betterment of mankind. So that's how they deal with it.
Well, let me ask you something. With all the mechanizations and all the and these truly are anti-constitutional agencies, I wished I had the guys back on the air. They could whip this out real quick. But these agencies, the IRS, any of this stuff is not constitutional. These are all statutory. These are designed by policy. We've got to have an office and a phone number and an address. Here it is. We're legitimate and we're here to stay. And anybody that says otherwise, well, guess what? You're anti-government. No, I'm very pro-government. I love my country, and I love the fact that we had a constitution and a bill of rights. The problem I'm having is all the people that violated it that don't want you to be reminded by people like us.
That's right.
God forbid.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
We are back. Let's go back to the phones. Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi.
Hi. What I wanted to talk about was I wanted to talk about Ukraine and this impeachment thing for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm uncovering or what I'm figuring out or rediscovering is all of this goes back to during the Clinton days with Senate Bill 322. The person that introduced this bill was Joe Biden, and he had a couple co-sponsors. I think it was just two co-sponsors. And one of the co-sponsors on this bill happened to be Barack Obama. Biden is in the pockets of a Russian oligarch. This whole thing with Ukraine, if this thing can get blown the top blown off of this, would show how it's just a Democratic cash cow, per se, if that's the lack of better words, and would show that this whole scandal, which is Biden's scandal and Hunter's scandal and ultimately Obama's scandal, is where the buck lies there. I mean, it blows my mind that they can sit here when Joe Biden is on camera saying that he withheld or was going to withhold $1 billion from the Ukrainians if he doesn't fire this prosecutor. And then they're trying, and some weird alchemy that the media has turns this and pins this on Trump. I mean, this whole impeachment thing with Nancy Pelosi, it sounds like how she started with Obamacare. You got to pass the bill before you can see what's in it.
Right.
It's the same thing here. you have to impeach the president, and then we'll come up with a crime.
And why haven't the news media, because it's been out there, it's for all that want to see and want to hear it. How much money did Hillary Clinton make selling uranium to these supposed untrustworthy Russians?
Sure. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's just this weird alchemy. And it's not, you know, and what I'm trying to do, I would like all of us to go to D.C. and to get into these politicians' faces, to tell them, what are you doing? You know, the House of Representatives and the Senate is just as much as our house as it is theirs.
Kevin, this is why I suggested, before we did anything, Donald Trump needs to secure all the records of the FBI and the CIA. Because that's going to be the first casualty. The truth in a war on of lies, the first casualty is the truth. And, you know, this... They keep digging themselves deeper rather than let this go. I mean, it's stupid. They keep drawing attention back to this, and we now know that Joe Biden and his son were cashing in. We know that Hillary Clinton cashed in. We know that Bill Clinton cashed in. Everybody's been cashing in. But this is this collusionary thing with Trump and Russia. And I'm sorry, what was that about again? I don't even know what the hell the collusion was supposed to be about. That Brennan and Comey and all of them have pretty much said, well, okay, we were given bad information. Well, now,
there's
if they were given...
blowback on this, Kevin. You're right. You're 100% correctly. The buck stops with Obama, because Obama would have authorized the $1 billion to go to the Ukraine. So his hands are all over this also.
But,
you're correct.
They're scared to death. Kevin, somewhere in this smoldering churn of burning funk here is the hot white truth. And they don't want this to come to light. And this is why I'm saying, I mean, Trump, for the experiences of the American people watching a president, this guy has truly got to go rogue. He has to grab this information. He has to.
I mean, and I think it goes back to this Senate bill. This Senate bill that was labeled 322, it goes back to let them go into the Ukraine and get oil for energy. It's a bill about energy, with introduced by Joe Biden, co-sponsored by Obama when he was in the Senate. I mean, there you go. And I forget the.
You just dropped,
well, Kevin. We still got this problem, Kevin, with the FBI being rogue. If we think that they're going to investigate Hillary or anybody else, we know they're not.
What?
That's our problem right there. What? They have gone rogue. They are not going to investigate these people because this thing goes very, very deep.
What was it that George Bush and John Kerry, when asked about, wasn't it room 322?
Yes, it was.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, I didn't want to bring that into it with the whole Skull and Bones connection into it, but I mean...
Well, why not? Because, you know, hey, the Skull and Bones, it's just not Republican, it's not Democrat. You can be an independent contractor and do great damage, and the rewards will be just as great.
Sure.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Totally. I mean, and don't forget, too, Nancy Pelosi's tied up with the Ukraine arms dealer as well. That's why she wants to go forward this too, because her little corruption piece...
Well,
she's tied
okay,
in too
okay.
With
if, if that is true, then I'll make a query here. What does she have to gain by pushing this and maybe possibly keeping this alive long enough for the real dirt to be turned up? What would be her motivation for doing this?
Good question.
Could be that she's extracted all the riches she can, and after all, she's damn near 80 years old. You know, got to have a few years to spend those ill-gotten gains. Don't I have that opportunity to do so? All right. Hey, okay. Thanks for your call. By the way, Steve,
yes.
Something is happening here in Texas. We got a bunch of Republicans that are giving up the ghost. Six of them so far have said they're retiring this year.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Well, the magic's from
we are back. Steve Elkins in Florida, John Statman in the studios of RBN here in Central Texas. Basement? Nobody in Texas has basements. Steve, do you have a basement down there in Florida?
No. I wish I did, though, sometimes, but that's not possible. I miss it. I used to have one, and I liked it.
Well, basements do come in. Basements do come in handy.
Yeah, they do.
Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good day to you, John and Steve. Yeah, that last caller, he's got a point. Maybe he should go to Harbor Freight for $25 and buy a megaphone, and he can go on Washington in March. Maybe get a million man with a megaphone set on Washington. Go to Harbor Freight and buy one for $25.
No, all we need is the information out of the files. I don't need to foul myself by going into D.C. proper. I just want the information so we can expose the thieves, the liars, the treasonous, traitorous ones, and be done with this and return ourselves to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
Okay, John. Well, well, maybe he should go on to college campuses and preach to the millennials. But listen, your guest Steve Elkington, he lives in the great state of Florida, but I'd like to ask Steve something. Steve, what would have happened if Gillum would have won the governorship instead of DeSantis? We'd be having sanctuary cities all over the state of Florida. And this is all about immigration. It's, a lot of this is, you're talking about Nancy Pigs Pelosi in San Francisco. She's got multiple millions of dollars. She lives in a gated community, yet the whole place has got homelessness. You got 7 million illegals in the state of California. You used to have signs all over said the land of milk and honey. Now it's all invaded with illegals and drug dealers and homeless
people
everywhere.
Tom,
I want to ask Steve one question.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Steve Elking. Hey, Steve, in the great state of Florida, if we'd have had a guy like Gillum, and you got Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was mentored by Sal Lewinsky, that was her mentor. And you don't think this guy Gillum was more to the left than Hillary? Steve?
I'm not sure if he was more to the left than Hillary. He would have been bad for the state of Florida, no doubt about it. He had quite a few skeletons, Gillum. He had a lot of skeletons, this guy.
Well, we would have been a sanctuary state, Steve, and you know that. And we would have all
that's
these...
That's why I left California. That's why I left California. And no, we can't have it here.
Exactly.
Actually, Tom, I think...
California.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tom, I think the rich down there in South Florida, in your area there, would never allow this whole thing, this whole state to turn to a sanctuary state. This money would leave the state of Florida. They would leave.
Well, I don't know. Am I missing something? Because, Tom, I it may not be officially declared, but most of Florida is an immigrant state. Am I wrong?
No, John, you're wrong. John, you're wrong. No, John. You have a lot of Cubans that came here, and they very love the United States. They're Republicans. The Cubans that come here want Republican. They're not Democrats. They love this country, but you do have, you have groups coming from Central America. That's my point I'm trying to make to Steve Elkin and you, John. These people should be going to South America to have a giant continent down there. But this is being promoted by people like Hillary Rodham Clinton, Nancy Pigs Pelosi, you're talking about Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, I don't know how you can describe that guy. He's a dark angel. He's a big shareholder in CVS Pharmacy. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Mitt Romney owns a lot of stock in CVS. Oh, yes, he does.
You know, I discovered Mitt Romney's corruption back when I lived in Utah, and he was in charge of the Olympic Committee taking the Olympics to Salt Lake City. I realized what a crook he was.
Well, and he's
Steve, he could have beat Barry Sortero in the election because there's a picture of Louis Farrakhan with Obama and Maxine Mad Max Waters. And Elijah, the next coming of Cummings. And, I mean, you had all these people in this picture, and Romney would have paid $800,000, I believe it was to a Jewish gentleman, and Romney was too cheap. In the meantime, that was all set up for Obama to win again. And, yes, Obama is the one that's really got the deep tentacles in this whole Ukrainian thing, and Biden.
I think so, too.
And the point I'm making is we are definitely controlled by the new Bolshevik party here in this country. These are the new Bolsheviks. Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I don't even know where Pocahontas stands, but you know, you asked the question why you felt like what's going to go on with Nancy Pelosi, who's she being bought off, why is she going ahead with the Ukrainian deal? Because the leftist squid, whatever you want to call them, like Ocasio-Cortez and all those leftists, real leftists, they probably have something on Nancy Pelosi. They're telling her, you better do something with this impeachment or we're going to expose you. These new leftist Democrat communists that they got.
I think
Pelosi.
No, I think what AOC's job was is to make herself look ridiculous, because even a bartender listening to casual conversation learns a few things tending bar. I think she was brought up simply to make the left, the looniest part of the left, look exactly like that to people, to legitimize the sleeper communists that are in the party. I think it was way too much in way too short of time. Now, what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that what they want wouldn't come to pass, but when you start putting this stuff out to people that are going, wait a minute, we realize we've been screwed by the government, and now you want us to do what? This actually legitimizes the less rabid Democrat.
Yes. Hey, John, by the way, well, I got to tell you and Steve this. Have you seen Nancy Pelosi's face as far as have you seen her? She's 80, almost 80 years old. Have you ever in your life met a woman at 80 years old that has such smooth skin? You cannot tell me that woman hasn't put $2-3 million into that face into plastic surgery or whatever she's doing. I don't know what special magic cream these people got now with this cosmetic out. But that I notice a lot of these older 80-year-old people are they got their skin so smooth. And I guarantee you, back in the day, everybody looked like a shriveled up prune when they got to that age. But this woman looks like they have stretched her face like on a mannequin, and it is so stretched out, I can't believe. I looked at her face today. Wait a minute.
Let me make a suggestion here, Tom. Do you know the balloons?
What's the secret? I want to get some of that
cream.
Tom,
I'm going to speak now. Have you ever seen little balloons that they make balloon animals, balloon dogs, and... stuff, you know how?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So fill those up with water and then squeeze at one end. What does it do? It pushes out at the other. I think she had a boob job years ago, and I think she just grabs those things every once in a while, pushes out the silicone, and it blows up her face.
I think that's a great point, John. You straightened me out. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, John, I think if she has any more facelifts, her nipples will be on her cheekbones.
It's just amazing to me. And Hillary Rodham Clinton's the same way. But, you know.
Okay, we're going downhill fast here.
I just slipped out of all these Democrats, and then these millennials fall for all this nonsense.
Well,
I mean, nincompoops.
You know, people that are too stupid that don't know the truth are able to fall for just about anything, aren't they? See, this is what all the Democrats want to be and all their adherents and followers. They want to be part of the party. And this tribalism. This, I want to be identified as being this, I mean, is absolutely stupid. Absolutely stupid. You never saw Republicans running around going, I'm Republican, I'm Republican, I'm Republican. Because you didn't have to before. But I guess now you do, to try to pawn this idea, as much as we learned about the government and how it's been flipped and used against us, and all the agencies and all the corporations and all this other stuff, they have flipped the government. So we keep going
down.
John,
can I say one more thing, please?
Yeah.
James, John, one more thing. Chris Wallace, you know he's a Zionist, right? And I'm wondering one thing I want to ask you and Steve. How come all the major networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, okay, no Republican go on, they don't have a second opinion of a Republican guy talking about the Democrats, but on Fox News, you got Chris Wallace, he's a Zionist, he's the son of Mike Wallace, who's, I believe they're big-time Zionists, I believe he's a homosexual like Shepard Smith, and this guy, Chris Wallace. And I notice on Fox News, you got Cavuto, and you got all these on Fox News, they got people stabbing Trump in the back all the time. But on ABC, NBC, or CBS, none of those networks ever have a guy that can say, well, the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans. Because they're so in lockstep with each network, ABC, NBC, and CBS, that Clinton broadcasting system, that they'll never say nothing bad about a Democrat.
Tom,
disgusting.
Tom, the clip that I played, you heard Chris Wallace say, well, I didn't know you were going there. And then they engaged.
Well, he's a big-time Jew.
Pull him down. Pull him down. I get you. My point is simply this, Tom, that they own the joint. They control the vertical. They control the horizontal. Don't touch your set. There's nothing that's out of control. We're in control. They met the information out to the public. They are the screeners of truth. So I would expect nothing less. Show me one news organization in this country that's not compromised. And I must say this in all fairness, One America News, they're right there with the Zionists in Israel. And that's the one thing that troubles me about One America News. You'll hear a bunch of stuff that you do not even hear on Fox. You'll hear it on One America News, but with that one caveat, you got to support this Judeo-Christian Israel crap, which, again, how do you lead the opposition? You become the opposition. I don't trust anybody in this world today. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. And he should know. He was a commie. You tell people this stuff, Tom. And they'll just look at you and go, well, wait a minute. They're always complaining about Ronald Reagan, or the right's always propping up Ronald Reagan. He was the greatest president. He was the greatest president. No, the guy was an actor. The guy was an actor. A grade B movie actor, but grade A as far as politicians go. This is exactly what was needed. His training ground was Communist California, and then he became president. He was known as Red Ronnie when he was with the Film Academy out there. So, you know, let's not burst anybody's bubbles here. Thank you for the call, Tom. Yeah, Steve.
Yes.
How pertinent stuff that's not too far distant in the past, it just gets overlooked and glossed over and not reported and not thought about. Nobody wants to connect these damn dots. Nobody.
True. That's because it goes very, very deep. Like I said, I still, because of the rogue agencies, intelligence agencies, we're not going to get to the bottom, because there's, I think they just fear the true honesty of what we would find out if they opened up this can of worms.
Oh, God.
Would probably collapse our government entirely, and they're willing to keep the secrets and keep it going the way it is.
Well,
and to hide their little secrets.
We can always hijack their continuity of government idea. Only the continuity of government people would be people that would adhere to the Constitution. If you know, what are we to do in this country when we have a crisis within our own government? Go more political? Is that the idea? Or,
well, John, I think the Constitution is hanging by a thread right now. It is hanging by a thread right now.
Boy, there's just too many of us people out there that remember what the Constitution was supposed to be about.
Yeah,
I've always said this. If they would have waited one more generation, they could have taken over without a whimper.
Well, that's why they're working on the young children right now, because they're starting from a different baseline than you and I are. We recognize what we've lost in our ages. We recognize we are not a free people. These kids are starting off at a much different baseline than we are.
That's true.
So they don't recognize the loss yet.
That's
but they
true.
Will, if they ever reach a decent age someday, they'll realize what they had when they were young and where they are now. They'll say, now we've lost. They'll understand we are not a free people.
Well, and after all, what is the yearning of a young man or a young woman? They want to separate. They want to be autonomous. They want to be their own people. They want to make their own judgments. And all that's fine. You know, that was recognized by the people that engineered the first rift in this country back in the 60s. Remember that deal? Peace, love, and dope. Property's a crime.
That's right.
You know.
Yep.
And people thought that was outrageous, and I did not understand while the older people around me didn't like what they considered to be telltale signs of me being anti-American. I had long hair and a beard, and I wore bell-bottoms. I once had a guy dress me down on the courthouse steps, looking at me, why don't you get a haircut and dress differently? Why don't you dress better? And I just looked at this guy, and I thought, well, who the hell are you to tell me that? But here was a guy that wasn't able to articulate that he didn't want to lose what we had. And that by symbology, just by the way I looked, that I was going counter and I was threatening his belief system. That's what that was all about. Right. And of course, get them thinking about sex. See if any of this sounds familiar. Get them preoccupied with sex, you know, introduce drugs. Let's erode the moral fiber of America. Well, what are those planks? Where are they from? Oh, that's right. The Communist Manifesto on how to overthrow countries like the United States. And then we find out we have members in high positions in this country as well. Would anybody, Steve, would anybody be as bold to call Bill and Hillary Clinton communist? Gosh, that couldn't be.
No.
She wants to be the first woman president. And there are people, there are women that are blind enough in this country, that's all they see. They just want a woman.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It is. You know,
if she was the smartest person in the room, well, I really don't care. If a female is the best candidate, I'll vote a female. I would vote for a female. I don't have a problem with that. But you're right. It's just about putting a woman in the White House, and regardless of qualification or honesty or anything else. So, yeah.
Yeah. All this tribalism. I cleave to this because I've got an innie, or I do this because I'm a Democrat. You know, people have got to start thinking for themselves, and evidently they've been kicked, and they have been, I mean, a lot of bad things have happened to them. Well, what do we find out recently here? Well, Steve, the news media didn't tell you this, did they? But we're back in quantitative easing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Billions of dollars are once again flowing to the banks to keep these people afloat. And guess who they're propping up these private corporations for profit under the guise of, well, we really don't want to make it public and talk about it. But whose pocket is that coming out of? The future earnings and the taxable income from you and me. Well,
that's right.
Good luck trying to get it. Ken, I'll make you the last call of the day when we get back from break. And again, ladies and gentlemen, remember this is the last day for the front site offer. $500 for a $25,000 membership. You pay no dues. It never expires. And when you're done with it, you can give it to somebody else with no transition problems and no fees.
Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do not forget, folks, today is the last day for registration. FrontSite, the all-inclusive commander membership for $500. Midnight tonight is the cutoff. We got to pull the ads. Here it is. Get your name in the hopper, okay? You can still salvage this for yourself. If you don't have the money today, you're not going to have it for a couple of weeks, whatever the case may be, that's fine. Dial him. Do not use the home phone. Dial him on his cell, 573-465-2356, or email him,
Get your name in the hopper. Dome Dan, DOMEDAN, at hotmail.com. All right? By the way, emergency loans to unnamed banks and Congress is not curious enough to hold a hearing. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York first initiated its emergency overnight loans on Wall Street this year on Tuesday, September 17th, starting off at a rate of $75 billion daily. It then increased its loan by adding, in addition to the $75 billion daily, 14-day term loans in the amount of $30 billion is to be offered, three times this past week. But after the demand for the first 14-day loan was more than double the $30 billion offered, the New York Fed boosted the next term loans to $60 billion and then increased its overnight loans to $100 billion. So they're still shifting money around and still trying to make you believe that everything is copacetic. Like that term I used, Steve? Copacetic?
Yeah, doesn't it?
That's a good word. Let's make this the last call of the day. Let's go to our buddy up there in New York, Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Land of the 8-foot basement. That's what I have in my house. My question is, where is the IRS in all of this? Everybody's making money. They're transferring money back and forth. I mean, aren't the people with the big eyeballs there looking around to see if anybody's paying their taxes?
Half of the people in this country aren't. These are the, these are the half of people that found out that the IRS is an illegal and unconstitutional agency, and they further know that this has been through arrangement, the very same people that wrote the emergency banking laws for the flipping of our currency in this country are the very same people that wrote the IRS code. That's the that was the surety to the banks, and, well, a lot of people know that now.
Well, it was sure busy when Obama was in office. Where's Lois Lerner when you need her?
Is that a rhetorical question? Doesn't require an answer?
It doesn't require an answer.
Oh, okay, okay.
Good night.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks, Ken. Parting shot here, my friend.
Say it again.
I said parting shot.
Oh.
Another word, last word.
No, actually, you know what? Interesting, I watched a little bit of CNN. Not CNN, but C-SPAN. I called you that one day. And it was funny because the call-in line, you know, the Democrat line and the Republican line, I was amazed how many times the Democrats called in. I thought, oh, they're going to be on board on this. They're loving this. They're salivating. And how many Democrats actually called in and said, I am very embarrassed of how my representative, my Democratic representatives are behaving. And they have said, I'm denouncing this and I'm going to leave the party. How many times I heard that on C-SPAN? Wow. I was amazed. I was totally amazed.
Well, this shows you the generally dumb public out there has its threshold of no BS, too. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
all right. Hey, my friend, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you
sir.
You're welcome.
All righty. Coming up, I scheduled out Harley Schlanger, I think, for next Wednesday, possibly Thursday. I got to check my email. But he'll be with us next week. And, folks, please support this network. It's worth supporting. The endeavors that we are doing are important. Please cast a vote with your all-important donation dollars. Please. We'll see you tomorrow.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.